You're listening to the Business of African Fashion podcast with Victory. This is an online community where we teach passionate entrepreneurs how to build and maintain profitable fashion businesses while connecting with other fashion entrepreneurs. Get ready to be empowered with actionable strategies that can be applied to your business today. Let's start the show. Everyone, welcome to another episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast. I am actually video recording this right now as I record. So this video recording will be on YouTube as well. So make sure that you go on YouTube and you check out our channel. If you prefer to watch this as a video, you can do that as well so that you can see me recording this episode if that's what you're interested in. Or if you also want to do the audio, you can continue listening to this as well. I hope that you are having an amazing day wherever you are, and I hope that your week has been great and that you are excited to check out this new episode. So a couple of church announcements before we get into the episode. I'm really grateful for all of you that have been responding, sending in your origin stories. I think I'm going to do an episode where I share some of your origin stories, with your permission, of course, if you want the people to know how you got started in the fashion space and kind of your hopes and your aspirations. I'm really excited just to see where everyone started from. There's a lot of interesting stories. There's people who also did apprenticeships like I did. And if this sounds a little confusing to you, you should probably listen to the very first episode where I share my origin story about how I was an apprentice in Nigeria and, you know, all that jazz. But I'm really grateful that you all are sharing your origin stories with me, and I cannot wait to continue to connect with you all in the future. All right, so in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to care for your mental health as an African fashion entrepreneur, or as an entrepreneur in general, as someone who's pioneering something, as someone who's doing something different, as someone who's starting a brand, as someone who, you know, is just coming into being themselves, right? So I'm in my 20s, and what I realize is that it's so challenging to be in your 20s, first of all. But I feel like because we are stepping into our 20s, or at least I am stepping into my 20s in a time when there's a global pandemic, it's so much more layered and there's so much more to process. And I say this without the intention of alienating or excluding those who might be listening to this episode that are not in their 20s, because I do understand that at any stage of your life, when you're pioneering something, it can be challenging. So I want to extend a hand, and in the video, I'm literally extending a hand to reach out to people who may not be in their 20s, but to also still talk about the importance of maintaining your mental health. As I'm in my 20s, I'll be sharing from the perspective of someone who is in their 20s. I don't know if this is making sense, but I'm just trying to say that mental health is important, and it's important to me that I take care of my mental health, and I'm just going to share a few of the ways that I take care of my mental health and that I believe that we as people who are building something new can also prioritize our mental health and take care of it as well. This episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast is brought to you by the African Fashion Entrepreneur Society. Now, you all know how much I talk about the importance of community, especially when you're starting something new. The importance of plugging in to people who are like-minded, just like you are. And I'm so excited to announce that we're working on building a platform for African fashion entrepreneurs to be able to connect, network, and learn and grow together. Click the link in the show notes to join our email list so that you'll be one of the very first people notified when the community is available to join. Again, that link is in the show notes. Make sure that you click, put in your email, and become a part of the community. All right, guys, let's get back to the episode. So my first point, which might sound a little bit ironic, is that you should take care of your physical health. So I know this episode is about mental health, but you have to understand that both of them are tied together. If you feel healthy in your body, the chances of your mind feeling healthy are pretty high as well. So I would encourage you to take care of your physical body. Go out for a walk. If you like to run, go for a run. If you work out, head to the gym and work out. Drink water. Eat food that is good for your system. Food that is nourishing. You know, you can, I guess, cheat once in a while. But I think for the most part, giving your food foil or things that will help your body to grow and will help your body to perform in its best state are very, very important. Also, please drink water. I think that I used to underestimate how important water drinking was. I absolutely did not take into consideration how much of like our bodies is made up of water. And I started to recently drink a gallon of water a day. I think I started this in at the end of 2019. And I started noticing the difference in my body. Like at first it was a lot because it was like I was carrying this, you know, gallon bottle all around everywhere. And it was kind of a lot. But as I started drinking the water, I started to notice a difference in my system. Okay, so admittedly, during the pandemic, I fell off because when you're home and you're just on the couch all day, there isn't much motivation to drink water. But then I would notice a difference in how I felt. Like I felt more drained. On days when I'm cranky, I'm usually dehydrated. So I believe that water is so very, very important. And I would encourage you to drink water as a way to take care of your physical health, which will in turn extend to taking care of your mental health. So in the spirit of saying let's drink water, I'm going to drink some water right now. All right, awesome. So that was the first point, is take care of your physical health, take care of your body, because listen, I believe with my whole heart that if we work hard and we build these companies and these visions that we want to build, eventually we will get all the resources and all the things that we want to get, but you can't enjoy those if your body is sick or if you're not in good health. So as much as I, you know, a lot of entrepreneurship culture is like hustle, hustle, hustle. As much as I believe in hard work and believe in being dedicated to what you do, I don't believe in killing yourself in order to build a company or to be an entrepreneur or to do whatever. Like, take care of yourself, take care of your physical body. So I was listening to this, you know, entrepreneurship podcast, and I feel like this might be something that kind of trickles off of like Silicon Valley, tech bro, white male culture, where it's kind of like, oh, I just hustled and I hustled and I hustled and I, you know, I slept on my friend's couch for, you know, 2 years until my startup finally kicked off. And that works for some people, but as for me, it doesn't work, cannot work for me, because I like to live life and enjoy life as much as possible within reason, and also be dedicated, diligent, and hardworking in whatever it is that I'm doing. Like, I enjoy doing face masks, and I couldn't be doing that on someone's couch because it just isn't responsible. Like, I'm sleeping on someone's couch and I'm doing a face mask. You grab. So I encourage taking care of your body. Don't subscribe to this culture of like everything on fire while you're trying to hustle and trying to build something, because eventually when you build what you're going to build, you need your body to be in good health in order to be able to enjoy that. I hope that makes sense, and I hope that the point I'm trying to get across is getting across to you all. All right, my second point in taking care of your mental health as a fashion entrepreneur, as someone who's pioneering something, building something new, is to remember that you're playing the long game. So I believe that with, you know, social media and seeing everybody kind of, well, not everybody, a few people kind of rise to fame or rise to success in what seems like a short amount of time. Because I believe that when you're only seeing someone online, timelines are kind of skewed. You only kind of see like bits and pieces of their lives, maybe once a day or once a week, depending on how often they post. And when you see that they're now all of a sudden successful, your brain doesn't take into consideration the amount of time that is not recorded on social, that you're not seeing them putting in the work. So I believe that that might be misleading a lot of us in being, you know, frustrated and feeling upset that what we're working on is not taking off to the scale that it's taking off for some other people. And I really want to encourage you to remember that success usually doesn't happen overnight. There are exceptions, there are outliers, but for the most part, success isn't overnight and it's going to take time. You have to remember that you're playing the long game, and you have to keep patience and persistence as your best friends when you're doing this, right? So whoever your best friend is, text them and tell them, hey girl, I'm sorry. My new best friends are patience and persistence, because that's what I'm going to need in order to get to where I need to go. And also, don't take everything so seriously. Like, so if you listen to the episode about my origin story, I started this entrepreneurship thing when I was like 13, and you know, I was wrapping books in Ankara and trying to sell them, and then it was just fun. Now as someone who's becoming an adult, I feel like there's so much pressure that, like, can we talk, you guys? Can we actually talk? There is so much pressure to blow, there's so much pressure to be like Forbes 30 under 30. There's so much pressure to do all of these things at such a young age that I'm like, well, where's the fun in that, right? It feels like everything is so serious and everything's so buttoned up and everything is so like pim, pim, pim. Like, I'm an accountant and absolutely there are portions of my job where I have to be serious. But for the most part, I have to remember not to take everything too seriously and just have fun as I build what I'm building and go along the way, right? I think that that's very important also as the second thing when you're considering your mental health, because I realized that on the days when I'm like, I have to take this, like, on the days when I'm super hard on myself and I'm trying to check all the boxes and do the absolute most, it doesn't bring me joy and I'm not enjoying what I'm doing, right? So I just try to remember to have fun. Like, I have to be honest with you guys, this episode was completely not very planned, I would say. Like, I dressed up today because I had some places to go, but I wasn't planning to record. And then when I got home, I realized, come on, you look good. Set up the camera, record an episode, let the people have it. And that's what I'm doing, right? I'm not taking it so seriously. I hope this episode turns out absolutely fabulous. But either way, I'm going to show up. I'm not going to take myself too seriously. And I'm going to put this episode out there. And that's what I'm doing. So please remember that when you're taking care of your mental health as well, to think big picture and let patience and persistence be your best friends. And my third point is, you guys know this is my favorite already, plug into community. Plug into community. There is no other thing that's as comforting as being with people who understand what you're doing to some extent, or even seeing other people who are doing the same things, right? I think there's a Nigerian adage that says it's easier to break broomsticks when they are by themselves, but it's more difficult for you to break like an entire broom because it's so thick and it's wound together, right? And for those who don't know what like a traditional Nigerian broom is, I probably will put a picture of what that looks like so that you can understand. The individual strands, it's so easy for you to just break each of them into separate pieces, but when they're all together, it's like, I don't know anybody that can do that. Maybe Superman or something. But plug into community is so important for you to have people who are also doing similar things to what you're doing. For encouragement, for networking, and just, again, for mental health, for you not to feel so alone, for you not to take yourself so seriously. Like, my vision for the African Fashion Entrepreneur Society, which we're building behind the scenes, by the way, and just a quick plug, make sure that you put your email in the email list link in the show notes so that you can be notified of when the community launches. But one of my visions for the community is that it will be a place where we can all come and share with no judgment and no guilt. This is what I was doing on my first fashion show. These are the mistakes I made. We can all laugh about it and someone else might be able to learn from that so that when they're doing their own fashion show, they don't make the exact same mistake that you made, right? So your mistake becomes someone else's lesson and they're going to make their own mistakes too, but it just helps to make it easier for others. And of course, you're also going to learn from other people. So please make sure that you click the link in the show notes so that you can be notified of when the African Fashion Entrepreneur Society is available to join. All right, point number four, and I have 5 points, so this is the second to the last one. So my fourth point is to have a plan for the low days. So I don't know if it's just me, but I think this started during the pandemic. Just some days were great and I would feel nice, and some days were just like low. And I have to be honest and tell you that sometimes I felt those two emotions in the same day. Like in the morning I can be feeling low and the evening I can be feeling all right again, right? So I feel like just from everything that we've been through as a human race with the pandemic, you know, Black Lives Matter, if you're Nigerian with NSARS, and you know, in other various parts of the world too, there's been so much going on, that like so many darts that have been thrown at us. So I feel like I'm probably not the only one who's experiencing this kind of high low emotion that you kind of feel throughout the day, throughout the weeks, throughout the months, and of course, throughout the year. So it's kind of like you're riding a roller coaster. So you know when you're riding a roller coaster, there's times when you're going up and you're like, ooh, okay, we're going up. And there's times when you're going down and you're like, whoa, we're going down, right? So just like that, I would have a plan. And I honestly have this in my notes app on my phone, a list of things that bring me joy, a list of things that I enjoy doing, that no matter how I'm feeling, even if I'm feeling like I'm at the bottom of the gutter, if I do these activities, they will help me feel just a little bit of joy. And those activities for me include like watching Korean drama, eating Korean food, going out to the park. Someone once called me Parks and Recreation because of how much I go to the park, and I don't blame them. Like, they don't know my life, so that's okay. These are things that bring me joy. So I'll just go to the park, I'll get a blanket, I'll get a coloring book, I'll be out there in the park coloring. Whoever wants to judge me can judge me, but these are things that bring me joy. I encourage you to have a list of what that is for you, whether yours is playing soccer with your friends, whether it's, you know, just being with friends and not being alone by yourself or with your emotions or with your feelings. And that is might be what helps you to get out of the funk. So I will encourage you to have a list of what you do for the rainy days when you're like, I'm feeling kind of strange. And you're like, okay, it's time to pull out my joyful list, things that will bring me out of this funk so that you don't stay in that funk too long. Because when you stay in the funk too long, one thought that just starts from maybe feeling just a little bit of anxiety can spiral into days and weeks and months of just being anxious and overwhelmed. And we definitely don't want to do that. So that was my fourth point. And my final point is to take a break from social media. Yeah, take a break from social media. I recently have been obsessed, a little obsessed with TikTok because I just got into like the nitty-gritty of TikTok and I'm sitting on that app for like 2 hours a day cackling and I'm like, why? There's just so many funny videos on that app and I love it, but I also know that I need to take a break sometimes because it can begin to affect me in ways that I may not even be able to understand. So it's so important for you to once in a while unplug for social media, even if it's just one day out of the week that you say, okay, this day I'm not going to go on social media. Maybe it's putting a limit on the app on your phone. Maybe it's saying, okay, I'm not going to go on social media until afternoon so my mornings can be for myself. Just putting controls in place to ensure that you're protecting your mental health above anything else, I think is so, so important. So to recap, guys, how to maintain your mental health, how to take care of your mental health as an African fashion entrepreneur. The first is take care of your physical health, work out, take a walk, drink water, eat foods that are nutritious and healthy for your body. The second is remember that you're playing the long game. Make patience and persistence your best friends. The third is to plug into community. And again, the link is in the show notes to join the email list to be aware of when our community is available. The fourth is prepare and have a plan for the low days. And the last point is take a break from social media. All right, guys, I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. Feel free to DM me or send me an email at businessofafricanfashion@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram at businessofafricanfashion. We're also on Twitter as well at BOAF_podcast. And send me your opinions, your views about this episode. Let me know how you are taking care of your mental health as an entrepreneur, as somebody living in these treacherous COVID-19 times. Let me know what your favorite low day activities are that you enjoy doing on the days when you're feeling just a little down. And I look forward to hearing from you. I just ask that whatever you're sending to me, that you please be respectful and I will extend the same treatment to you as well. And that's everything for this episode. I've enjoyed talking to you all. For those on YouTube, thank you for sticking around up to this point in the video, and I will see you all in the next episode. Bye.